Hello and welcome to our full moon gathering. We are in the Aquarius full moon. This is a big one. This moon is a super moon. And if I have not said it in the past, super moons amplify the energies that are coming through. So this moon is like a full moon on steroids. Okay. And so we're going to be talking about not only what this moon is bringing in, but also some of the underlying tones that we might be seeing coming up over the next couple of weeks. Because now we are in the corridor officially bringing us. Ushering us, locking us in to the new age of Aquarian timeline. And this is a really, really big thing. So let's get started. And as always, if you have any questions, just raise your hand, or if it stays a small group, just wave at me. So first thing first. Have any of you felt like time all of a sudden has speed up, like things are moving fast, right? And it's very hard to get a handle on the things that you need to do because it feels like you blink your eye and like 3 or 4 hours is gone. Right. And that's how it's been feeling. And, I'm somebody that's been working with this energy for what feels like centuries. It probably in the last 8 years, I have noticed the influxes and the shifts with these frequencies coming in and aligning us. However, this is very, very different. Because the Aquarian timeline, and we've talked about Aquarius before and how it's very mental in its designation, unlike the Piscean age, which is where we were the last 26,000 years. The age of Aquarius is very mental, and thoughts are like lightning. They're like electricity, right? They're very, very fast. Emotions are very, very dense and very heavy. So think about the sign of Aquarius and the mental component to that and how fast thoughts fly, right? So that's where we are. And we're going to be seeing things start to accelerate and speed up. And with good cause, because we're matching up to that Age of Aquarius timeline that we're going to be hitting at the end of January. That will anchor us in to the next 26,000 years. Okay. And so we will have 26,000 years of working into and through this golden age or the age of Aquarius, where we have an opportunity to bring ourselves back online. Okay. So it's very, very important to stay present and stay tuned in to, whatever is transpiring in your reality, because these energies are going to be requiring us to go along with the shifts that are being perpetuated by these higher frequencies. And we're all feeling it. Okay. I made a post today that's very important because it speaks to some of the energies that we're playing in. Many of you might be noticing that you are dealing with headaches or head pressure or eye strain or wonky eyes. They'll feel like they have grit in them or sand or focusing is a problem, right? This is all having to do with the crystals that are activating in the body. As we're activating the crystalline technology of our light body, we are upgrading every facet of ourselves, our molecular structure, the DNA, the cells, the membranes, the tissues, the organs, everything, every facet of our body is being upgraded. And so we have to remember that everything that is occurring within the body is matching the frequencies that are coming through our sun, which are actually coming through the galactic center from the great central sun. Okay. So our sun is like a broadcasting center for those codes and frequencies. And what's happening currently is that we are having consecutive solar flares. And these consecutive solar flares are creating the headaches, the eye strain, the neck aches, and all of that sort of stuff. Okay. So we have to stay out of that, out of the whole, I have an illness, I think I have fibromyalgia because I have pain throughout my body. I think I have, you know, this or I have that. We have to stay out of that because that's the old paradigm. The body is going through an incredible upgrade. And, you know, as always, I never tell anybody not to go to the doctor, but if you feel you need to go to the doctor, go to the doctor. Because in the past, when I've had somebody come to me and they tell me, oh, I'm doing this, and I peek at their energy field and I'm like, I don't see anything. It's ascension upgrades. I'll tell them, go to the doctor anyway to get checked out. And it's never failed. It's 100% right now. They'll come back and say the doctor couldn't find anything, right? Heart palpitations, all of that. Why? Because we're going through the greatest expansion that we have ever seen or will ever see on the earth at this particular time. And things like heart palpitations or anxiety, you know, right in the center of your chest is actually your body going through these higher level states of heart awakening, because that's what's being targeted, the heart. So going through these states of heart awakening, and as the heart is awakening and expanding, we're going to feel the light body activate. And how does that feel? It feels like anxiety. Okay. So we have to keep in mind that all these things that are taking place are actually happening for us and not to us. Cindy?
It's funny that you say that. I had to go to the ER Friday with what I thought was indigestion. I really, you know, thought it was indigestion. I can diagnose myself and I'll be wrong, but I still make an attempt. Chest pain, back pain. And it was 3 hours later and nothing changed. And wasn't heart, clean as a whistle. Mm-hmm. They did find something in my lung, mm-hmm. and which I was not expecting. So I'm seeing a primary care doctor tomorrow. I'm not fully on board with this person, but mm-hmm. I wanted to have blood work done, you know, in addition to that. But the chest pain that when you're talking about, you know, what we would be experiencing as we're moving mm-hmm. into this, mm-hmm. into this time, I was just wondering, did I mistake that for this? Like what I was experiencing, thinking it was physical and it's really, because we're going into Aquarius.
It's all going to feel physical. We've been undergoing these shifts and these physical sensations for like 11 years now, right? So what's important to have an awareness to is everything that's being created in the physical body. Like, okay, so with you, they might have found something on the lung, right? And what we have to remember is we have to look, what does that mean to us exactly? The lung is in the heart area. The heart area is our relationships with other people, not with ourselves, but other people. It's also connected directly to the root chakra. Root chakra is about survival. fight or flight, the right to exist, abundance, manipulation, money, right? It's got a lot of things going on in that particular area. And so when we look at the lungs hold the energy of grief and fear. So if we put all of that together and you do an intake on that and write that out and say, well, the lungs hold grief and fear. The lungs are tied to relationships with others. It's also tied to my root chakra, right? This is all inner healer work where we've been working with the inner healer gatherings. And you look at that and you say, it's tied to my root area. That means there's the energy there of fight or flight, of the right to exist, of survival, abundance, manipulation, you know, all of these different elements to it in the root area, right? And then you write that all out and you put it down and you say, okay, let me go through this one at a time. Okay. Have I felt like I'm in survival mode? Have I felt like I'm in survival mode? And so you went through a hurricane, right? So right. Technically you have not cleared the post-traumatic stress. That's something that needs to be cleared from your field that you might not have cleared. So if you haven't cleared the post-traumatic stress, what were the feelings and emotions going through Ida? What were the feelings and emotions? Fear and grief, right? Fear of the hurricane, fear of losing your house, and then the grief with the damage that you sustained.
Right.
Okay. And so that's one that's just one area for you that is being broadcast through your body. Okay. That is creating a something in your lung area. Okay. Now you can also look at the incidents with your daughter because it was all occurring around the same time. Okay. And take yourself into the heart center for relationships, take yourself into the root center for manipulation, right? Abundance, right? The right to exist. And then go back into the heart area and look at those emotions, the emotions of grief and fear. So if you weren't playing in fear in that situation, you would definitely play in grief.
Big time.
Okay. So now you're compounded twice in the same area, two separate incidents, twice. Okay. Now, if we look at it from the next perspective, and let's say there was some residual stuff with the hubster, right? So you look at him, look at your interactions with him, and then you do the same calculation. Is there anything that is taking place in my reality with him that could be contributing to the fear, the grief, the root area having manipulation, abundance, survival, fight or flight, all of that, right? Manipulation,
all of
everything,
it.
Right?
All of it.
Then you have to look at that and you say, okay, now it's really compounded because it's not just a hurricane. It's not just my daughter. It might be the hubster, might be something else, might be the me dealing with the insurance company, the workers for the house. I mean, you're compounding that little bit of grief and fear that seem maybe now because you're past the event that might seem insignificant. But in reality, and in the scheme of things, it is not insignificant because in this period of time, and what was Ida was what, 2 years ago?
This month.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The 29th.
Okay. So that for you, August 29th is actually going to be a trigger.
It's a bad day. I'm already worried about it. It's a bad day.
Yes. So the issue that you have being perpetuated in your lung, in my opinion, is a nothing right now. Okay. But you keep going down this path and not working through what is presenting for you on this emotional, mental, physical level, that nothing that is in your lung is going to turn into your worst nightmare. You think Ida was bad, you're going to turn that right into something else, because you keep taking the thought, the emotion, marrying the two of those together and pulling that energy into your field. And because it's both grief and it's fear, the lungs are being targeted and bombarded by negative thoughts, negative beliefs, right? All of the other stuff that we've been talking about. And now you're compounding it right in your lung area.
And
you're creating an unstoppable force in your lung area that has the potential to become a really bad something if you're not going to counteract it.
Okay. I'm on it.
This is,
I know I said that before, but I don't know. This one was different.
Okay. Okay.
Well, Joseph was saying something.
Just remember that you are the only one that can clear that energy, right? And before it gets out of control, you know, they may come back to you and just be like, yeah, it just looks like a spot. We're just going to watch it. You know, it's really nothing to worry about. You know, your body is creating a crisis opportunity to shift you because you are not willing or able to shift on your own because you're waiting for something. Well, this is the something.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Perfectly. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Joe?
How does she counteract it? Like, what does she say? What does she do? Like, I'm sure everybody here is going through like somewhat of a similar situation. So it's like when it starts to compound, it starts to do that. Like, at what point do you like a daily check in? Like, how do you stop that from snowballing? Like,
you've been doing it. You do weekly sessions with me, right? And you've been
bi-weekly.
Huh?
It's soon to be bi-weekly sessions.
So you've been doing weekly sessions to counteract it. But, you know, the first thing that has to happen is we have to take responsibility to the creation, right? We have to take responsibility for whatever it is that we're creating. That's number one. So when we take the responsibility and we're like, I'm creating all of it because it's my belief that I have to play life out this way. It's my belief that nothing will change. I need to suffer. I need to be a victim. Okay. And so it's really important that we have an awareness to our full participation so that we're not trying to sit in denial, right? We're not sitting in avoidance, because those are the things that are going to hurt us in the end. We have to be fully accountable. And so it requires us to start doing the work. Look, we have to look, like I just pointed out, all the areas that Cindy has to look at in her life and really get clear on and come to terms with and be like, you know what? Ida was horrible. And I haven't processed through what was going on. And it wasn't just the storm. It was, you know, the inaction of my husband. It was the manipulation of my daughter at the time. It was all of this other stuff that was taking place. It was the lack of desire to be supportive of my situation through the insurance company. And then it might have been the contractors that were lacking. So but out of all of that, you have to take the main key component. Okay, so what is that main key component? And there's going to be two, at least, because the first one is going to be the storm. And then the second one is going to be whatever was in the in the reality at the same time that the storm issue was taking place. Does that make sense? Right? So it's not just the storm. What else was taking place in that moment? Because whatever was taking place compounded the effects of the storm. So we have to look at all of it. And, you know, if it's work that can't be done because you don't know how to do it by yourself, then book a session or go back and listen to some of the prior recordings and, you know, try to work through it, right? But a lot of times this type of stuff, we can't be a hero, especially if we got something brewing. We have to choose to do the work, whether you do the work through me or you do it through somebody else, we have to do something. Because, you know, when you get, it's like when I had cancer, right? I knew I had cancer. My guides woke me up, zero stage. But I knew the next step was for it to stage to stage one or stage two overnight, because there was a whole bunch of emotions driving that bus. I had no choice. I had to do the work. And every moment I was hearing my higher self pushing me to do the work. At that time in my life, and I'm going to tell you this, right? I had probably 5 mentors at the same time, each one of them facilitating something different in my life. Okay. I literally, it's no joke, put myself in debt going to the people that I knew. This one had this information, that one had that information. That's where my work came from, because now I'm a combination of all the different work, all the different people, all the different knowledge that I possess that now flows through me very easily, because I learned from all of that, from all of those experiences. Now, do you need to work 5 different people? No, but I knew one person was not going to be the answer. And I was in a hurry to heal what was taking place with me, because that cancer was not the result of just 1 year or 2 years. That cancer was the result of a 15-year period. Okay. So yeah. And I know, Cindy, you can feel the urgency to that, where, you know, I knew, I'm like, you know, I've got to do this. Otherwise, my next step might be something way worse than what I'll be encountering. Because if I don't do this, then, you know, I don't know what I'll be looking at. Right. So, you know, and am I still paying that debt off? Yeah. All these years later, I'm still paying that debt off. Do I have any regrets? Hell no. No, because it got me here. Right where I am. It got me all this knowledge. I'm so much smarter for it. I would take that debt and 10,000 pounds more of it if it would keep pushing me higher, because money is nothing. Money is, it's energy. It's an exchange. Okay. And so I put value into myself through the exchange, negotiating that. And through that action, my body started to heal. Okay. So that's how we do this work. We have to look at what is it that's bringing me down to my knees, that's putting me in a crisis situation that I need to resolve, so that, you know, I'm not taking this to the next level and losing myself in the process. We don't lose ourselves to stuff like this. We and this is what this moon is pushing us to do. It's asking us to, literally the next thing out of my mouth was going to be, it is forcing us to look at our shadows. Look at the areas that are shadows for us, where we hold fear, whether it is, you know, talking to the hubster about how we're annoyed with whatever, whether it's talking to the daughter about how we're annoyed with whatever, and you're not taking advantage of me ever, ever again, or we're telling off the contractors and filing a lawsuit, or we're switching insurance companies, whatever it is. And then, of course, there's always the one aspect, which is our own personal feelings about ourselves. How could I let myself do this to me? Okay. How could I be so dumb? Right? How did I not see this? How was I blindly going through life, you know, just la, 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 not even paying attention? Okay. And that's where we want to go, but it's not going to serve anything. We have to look at this. We have to let go of the fear toward it and recognize that everything and everybody played a very important role for us in pushing us to this moment, because we weren't doing it up until now. But now is the time that we have to see it. We have to look at it. We have to face it. We have to embrace it, right? Embrace the unembraceable. That's the next thing on my list. How profound that we are starting the conversation with this topic. Okay. Do you understand why I say ask the question? Because there is no such thing as a bad question, because somebody else needs to hear it. And in this case, it's bringing forth the topic for tonight. Okay. Embrace the unembraceable. Embrace the pain as it emerges. As you are having an awareness, this is for everybody, as you're having an awareness, as you're having that aha moment, as you're going, oh my God, I have handed my power away to so-and-so or to these people or to whatever it is, right? Then we have to look at any of our unmet desires, because if we're facing some kind of challenge, if we're facing some kind of illness, it's because we weren't putting ourselves first. We weren't putting our desire first. Our desires are not met. Right? And so that any anger, frustration, or rage that we're holding within us has to be resolved until we can look at whoever it is that is a party to what we're feeling and say, oh, look at that. I took your power and control away. You can't affect me anymore. You don't have that control of power. I gave it to you unknowingly, and now I take it back. And you can't have it again. Right? But the only way to do that is if we do that through our own awareness. If we do it with intention, if we do it with presence, we have to be completely present to be a witness to whatever it is that we are creating, whatever it is that's taking place in our reality. You know, this is where we are setting the stage for all of the new to come in 2024, all of the higher level engagement, interaction that is going to take place in 2024, where, you know, the age of Aquarius, these frequencies, Aquarius in general, it's of the mind. It does not let you play small anymore. And so whatever we've been ignoring is going to be pushed to the surface, whether it's an illness, a crisis, something, right? You're going to see in the next coming weeks and months, you're going to see a lot of relationships fall apart because they cannot be sustained anymore. The frequencies are just too high. So if there was dysfunction, it's crumbling and it's coming apart. Okay. And in the same right, you might see the most beautiful, divine, cosmic unions coming together because people are doing their work. They know what they want. They know what they don't want. They know they're not settling, right? They understand their desires. They have their footprint in these higher timelines, and they're not settling for less. So we're going to see cosmic divine unions too. We're going to see relationships deepening that might not have been deep before. Okay. Might have been one person that was not, having clarity, and now suddenly there's more clarity. more connection, more commitment. Okay. So we're going to be seeing a lot of that. Tamara?
I just feel that I have more awareness to what I'm doing, because I feel I still have a lot of work to do, because I'm still reacting to people that I can't stand being near instead of responding. So if I'm reacting, I'm getting involved in their energy instead of stepping back. And I guess that's letting them get control, because it's their energy is letting me get angry.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, you can use this formula that I've kind of set out, right? And you could say, so with this relationship, with all of this, where am I playing small? Where am I allowing another to have control? Where am I giving my power away? Okay. Looking at that, look at it and say, what right now, and everybody can do this, what right now is the number one thing in my life, in my reality, that does not make me happy? What one thing, every time I face it, do I want to smash it, burn it, run away from it? What one thing?
Yes.
And if you look at that and you call it out, you'd be like, okay, where am I failing myself? Where am I playing small? Where am I holding fear? Where am I not acknowledging myself in the mix? Where do I think this situation or this person or whatever is greater than me? And that's where the work is. And if it is a situation where it's a family member, right, or something to that effect, then until further notice, we're not having an interaction. We're not having an interaction until further notice, because I've got to go off and I've got to do my work. I have to figure this out, and I'm going to just unplug from this for a bit. It's self-preservation.
Thank you. Definitely true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's family members. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it has to come up, because we're going into a time right now where it's about the matters of the heart. What really matters to you? What is the most important thing to you? Why do you let yourself suffer for the sake of another that might not care enough about you? You need to care more about you than you do another. Until you get it so straight within that you just do not let people take advantage of you at all, there is no opportunity. And you weigh very heavily who is allowed to be present in your reality and who is not. That person is toxic. It doesn't matter how I try to navigate this with them. It doesn't matter how much I stay in alignment, in vibrational alignment. It doesn't matter how much I am nice to them. They are just so unconscious. They cannot meet me anywhere. They cannot meet me at 10%, 20%, 40%, 70%, 100%. They cannot meet me where I need them to meet me. Not even a small percentage. So I have to move on from them. I have to let them go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, these energies, you know, they're not going to ask you, you know, so what do you think? You know, would you like to play in the matters of the heart? Would you like to explore your shadows? No, they're not going to ask you that. They're just going to throw it out there and be like, okay, this is what it is, right? This is what it is. This is going to be a time where you're really going to have to slow yourself down. You have to slow down. You have to slow your mind down. And when I'm not talking about the physical, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the mental process. How many times during the day do we unconsciously have verbal diarrhea in our mind, right? We're like, it's like on auto drive, that monkey mind is just going and going and going and going. And it's like, it doesn't stop, right? But it does. The minute you catch it and you go, what am I doing? What are those thoughts? Why am I thinking that? Why am I thinking like that? Stop. You stop. Stop thinking that, because you're thinking the negative and you can't think the negative because you're going to get the negative, even though you don't want it, because that's how law of attraction works. So let's think the positive here. Let's think the possibility of the positive and let's focus on that, right? And then suddenly everything shifts and you have an opportunity in front of you that you didn't have before. Why? Because you weren't letting your unconscious self drive your body vehicle. You brought yourself back into consciousness again, right? If you read any of my posts on Instagram, and I'm telling you, if you're not reading them, you're missing some pieces here, okay? And I've said this before, we have to be present. And everything that we've been learning these last 3 years is bringing us to a place right now where we're going to be implementing all of that. So if you haven't been practicing your due diligence, this is the time to do it. You want to do it before we get into 2024. Okay. So this way you're not playing small anymore. And you know, let me tell you something. Okay. This is one thing that I have learned in all of the years that I have been doing this work. One thing that I have learned is that when we play small within ourselves and we're giving our power away to somebody else because we think we have to, or we think, you know, we have to be a nice guy or whatever, and we're consistently giving our power away and we're not standing in that power and we're suffering, we're in pain and we're suffering through it. Okay. There's no hero award for that. There's none. There is no hero award for that. You're not getting an award. I'm telling you, I never got an award. Okay? Not once. Even when I figured out stuff, I didn't get an award for it, right? I just patted myself on the back and we kept moving. We just kept going. Okay? You're not getting the award. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. At the end of the day, when you start to understand and you tell yourself you are playing against a supercomputer, a simulator, okay? When you are playing against the reality and you realize I've been playing small because I was under the impression that somebody would care or somebody would think bad about me or somebody would look at me in a negative way. And I'm going to tell you, nobody cares. It's your imagination. It's your belief system. You feed that into the matrix programming. You feed that belief out there into the reality that you're experiencing. And of course, because the reality loves you so much, because the quantum field loves you so much, it's going to give you exactly what you asked for. It's going to give you that level of engagement where people think you're a rotten person because you think that they think that, right? They think you think they're being mean or whatever, right? And Joe just reminded me of this, and I'm going to share this because it's a very, very poignant moment for this. Okay. So Beth and I, in our last residence, were like the best tenants you could ever ask for, right? We take care of the house as if it's our house. I mean, yesterday in this house, I don't think the gutters have been cleaned in 20 years. Well, Beth was, God bless her, on the roof with the blower on the roof, blowing out the gutters, okay? And me, I'm finding the place for the ladder, because if I left it up to Beth, Beth would just throw the ladder down with an inch of space missing under one of the feet and try and climb that ladder and end up on her butt. Okay. So I was the ladder patrol holding the ladder while she climbed up and went on the roof to blow out the gutters. Right. We do that here because we care about the house that we live in. Right. We are tenants that really care about the house. And we're sending that message to the universe because we know it is well received and it will be returned back to us in favor, right? In the other house that we lived in, where the landlord was all about the aesthetics and all about the show, at the very end, when he came to us in 2022 in January, and he said, "Hey, I sold my house. I need to move back here. So I'm going to need the two of you to move when your lease is up in November." In a sense, we were happy because we knew that we felt that it was time. Well, I felt that it was time for us to go. But at the same time, we were like, but hurt that, you know, he wasn't acknowledging and giving us like this kudos for being great tenants or anything like that, you know. And I actually had to ask him, you know, it's pretty hard out there to rent anything these days. Do you think you could at least give us a letter that we were good tenants so that we can have an easier time of getting into the next house? And it still took us a year to find this house, you know. But again, nobody cared. He didn't care that we went above and beyond as good tenants. He didn't care. It did not matter to him. He was willing to throw us out of the house and put somebody in there that he wasn't going to be collecting money from. It was a friend of his that he was going to let stay there for nothing, right? It was a favor he was doing. And people, when I told them, could not understand it, how he was letting go of two, you know, really good tenants that were on time with the month, with the rent every month. But at the end of the day, it didn't matter to him. And that was such a huge takeaway for me. I knew that, but that just drove it home at the end of the day, right? Anything that I knew, it was just like, wow, boy, 10,000% accuracy on the fact that I create the whole reality. So if I live in this house and, you know, I am all about the neighbors loving me because they hate this guy, they hate the tenants that he's had here, and they right away assumed we were going to be like the past tenants and everything else. So nobody, you know, wants to talk to us or acknowledge us except for the guy next door. That's another story for another day. You know, we would be miserable living here. We would care too much about what people were thinking, but because we learned nobody really cares, we're not playing that story out in our minds. Like when we see people out and about, they're minding their business, doing their thing. We're minding our business, doing our thing. It's in harmony. It's in peace and harmony. Everybody's getting along and everybody seems happy, right? So we're not running that story. We're not telling that story, which is clearly not our truth. We have to always be aware of the thoughts and the ideas and the stories that we create, that we live our lives by, that we run our lives to, right? Because most of those are not truths. It's fiction, and we just don't realize it. Do you guys see? Right? Because at the end of the day, do you think my neighbors really care if I clean the gutters and got on the roof and Beth sacrificed herself in that way just in case she might have fallen off? Nobody cared. The neighbors don't care.
They don't. I think as a neighbor, at least fun to watch.
It was funny. It was pretty funny. I would think. Yeah, it was funny. And then we had to get into the front of the shrubs, which are really packed tightly because there were, I don't know, I guess a bird must have dropped the hibiscus seed. And now there's a hibiscus tree or bush or whatever with a really thick trunk growing there that we can't cut. So we had to just cut like around it. And we have to, you know, watch because there's a lot of poison ivy here or poison oak or whatever. But am I going to tell that story? Am I going to sit and am I going to worry about the poison ivy, the poison oak, the poison sumac, or any of that stuff? No, because that's not the story I want to play in. I don't want to play in any of that because I don't want any of that. Right? So we have to be careful what we're telling ourselves and what story we're calling in. This full moon is really going to be urging us to question how we fit into the world. And as you can see, we're talking about that hot and heavy right here, right? How are you fitting into the world? How do you want to be seen out there? Do you want to be seen as someone that continually hands their power away, that cares more about what people think about you, which people don't even care? I'm here to tell you, they don't care. You're manifesting all of it. So if somebody doesn't like you, or you're having trouble with somebody, or having trouble with a neighbor, you're going to have trouble with that person until you get it under control and understand that it's energy for energy, and they're reflecting back to you what you're holding inside because nobody cares. And that's just the way that it goes. So the moon is asking us, how do we fit in the world, right? How do you fit in the world? How do you see yourself fitting in the world? Then we have to ask ourselves, are we able to show up, or do we compromise ourselves? Do we even realize we're compromising ourselves? Because most of the time, we don't even realize we're compromising ourselves. But I'll tell you, a key factor here is if you do something with the intention to make somebody happy, and it's something that you really don't love doing, or, you know, might need to take your time doing because it's not something that, you know, makes you happy doing, then you're compromising yourself for the other person. But if you're doing something for somebody and you absolutely love what you're going to do for them, then you're doing that out of love for them and yourself because you're enjoying that opportunity to give. Okay. But a key indicator is when you're sacrificing yourself and compromising yourself, and you'll see it show up when you're doing something for somebody and you're not loving what you're doing. You're just doing it out of an obligation. Okay. So stop doing that because that's not going to fly in 2024. It's just not. The energies are just too different. It's not going to work. Okay. Now, these energies are so high, and we already know this, and you're feeling them, right? You might be getting up, and in the morning, you're finding yourself all achy, right? You have an achy neck. The light codes are going through. It's hitting the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is taking it down through the body. It's hitting your hips. It's pushing on the sciatic, right? That sciatic area is like really intensifying. And you're like, I'm just feeling so miserable. I can't sit. Maybe it's going down into your feet. And you know, it's funny because everything is connected. I was doing some work today. That's like so exciting because it gets me thinking about different facets of the work, right? And an area where I can like expand my awareness. And as I was doing the work, I needed to look at something for the left big toe. So what came to me all of a sudden was like, hey, let's check the meridians, right? This download's coming through. It's like, hey, let's check the meridians. And so I checked the meridian channels that run through the left toe. And it's the same for the right toe. And the meridian channels are the liver, which is anger, frustration, resentment, and the pancreas and the spleen. And so, what do you think those are about, right? The sweetness of life, pancreas, right? So, if you're also, warehousing liver issues, then it makes sense that you would be looking at the pancreas and the liver together, right? That is located in the toe area. Because then you're looking at it and you're like, okay, I see it. I'm feeling like I don't have happiness in my life because whatever, this one particular thing or many particular things that make me feel angry, frustrated, resentful, right? And so it's the combination of the two that is, stop. I have Bella on my lap now. It's like, if I don't have one, I have the other. And she's trying to pull open my art drawer. but so if we have the, you know, if we have the liver and it's countering the, energies of the pancreas. The pancreas is about, you know, the sweetness of life. And then we look at the spleen, and the spleen is about our obsessions. So maybe there's some things that we're obsessing about that are creating anger, resentment, and frustration that totally negate the sweetness of our life, right? So isn't it interesting how a little issue in your big toe on your left foot could present so much information? Do you understand?
Yep.
Right? It's like freaking crazy, but this is how the body works. It's how the body works. So when we know this, when we understand this, when we start to look at this and say, well, there's a purpose for everything. Right. And if I'm having an issue in my sciatica, then I have to look at that and say, where is the sciatic? It's in the hips. What are the hips? Well, right now, the hips are the largest container for the light codes coming in. Right. But the hips also give us support, supports us when we're sitting, supports us when we're standing, supports us when we're moving forward. It's support. So if we're feeling pain issues in our hip, in our sciatic area, we're not feeling supported in life moving forward. Right? So this is how we have to start looking at what is taking place with us so that we can have a better understanding of how we're navigating, because these energies that we're playing in are really going to be asking us to take it to the next level. And you know, it's not okay to be in the mundane anymore. And it's not okay to just go along and, you know, ride out whatever's taking place, because there's always going to be a reason. We're creating something, we're creating imbalance in the body through our thoughts and our emotions and our actions, right? Our thoughts, our words, and our actions become the emotions. And when we're having a thought and we're having a belief, we're creating an emotion, and that emotion becomes magnetized right into the body. That's how illness happens. Illness is not happening through the foods you eat, through the environment. That's a contributing factor, but that is not the reason we get sick. The reason we get sick is this thing right here. It's the mind, because the mind kicks everything off. The mind kicks off the thought process. The mind kicks off the words, and then the words become actions. And then the thoughts, the words, and the actions become the emotions that we're feeling. And if we do a good job calling the same people into our reality over and over and over again, and we're playing the same role consistently over and over and over again, then guess what? We're having the same experience over and over and over again. We're creating that same pain area, that same collection area for our negative junk, for our distortion, over and over and over again. Is it any wonder that we end up with an illness? No. Alicia?
For about 3 or 4 days, my left hip has been killing me. And this morning, I woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I just couldn't go back to sleep. And I had all this stuff running through my mind, and I just sat and, you know, tuned into what was going on. And I realized that for about a week now, I signed up for a dance class, and for about a week now, I had been kind of second guessing to do it, you know, just in fear of how much it was going to cost.
Okay.
And when I truly tuned in, that's what it was all about. You know, I was fearing the amount of money that I was going to have to pour out for this dance class that I had signed up for.
Okay.
And it was like my human and my soul was going back and forth, like, take the dance class. Oh, no, I don't want to. I don't know how much it was, you know, I was just back and forth within my mind. So I did what Joe does when he kind of don't know what to do. He'll ask if it's meant for him to do it, to show him, you know, whatever animal. So through the process, I said, okay, I'm going to get out of my head. And if it's meant for me to do this dance class, I will, when I wake up and you know, get out and go about, I will see a butterfly. No matter how I see the butterfly, if I see it, I know it's meant for me to do the dance class. So this morning, I got up and I lit a little fire, and I was just sitting around the fire, and something told me to go get the book. The animal speak book. So I went and got that, and I just opened it up, and the first thing that I opened up to was the butterfly. And I was like, okay. So probably about 2 or 3 hours after that, you know, I was still processing, you know, about doing the class and not doing the class, and I was just like, shut up, you know, you seen the butterfly, it's meant for you to do the class, so you know, just do it. And after I like really just told myself to shut up, my hip has not bothered me at all.
Well, one of the things you have to look at is that this is not just from this moment now. This is something that's in your past. So there's some kind of correlation to this dance class, the money, and something that took place in your past, possibly in your childhood, maybe hearing you didn't have money to go to the dance class or whatever it was, right? So this is one of the reasons that your mind has not been able to shut off and just move forward with it. Is there still a part of it that you have to process?
Yeah, you know, growing up, you know, anything that I was interested in, you know, my parents didn't really, you know, they didn't care about it really. And they always, it was about money. It was always about money.
Right. Well, there's your hip because that is the left. The left is about the past, right? And this is about not feeling supported. So the idea of you spending money on something that you've had training in from your parents that your parents would not have spent the money on for you triggered the pain in your hip. So that's where your work is, to clear that old story, those old beliefs from your past with your parents.
Okay. I have a question too, since we're talking about, I've never been a back sleeper, but for the past 2 weeks, that's the only position that I have been able to sleep in is my back. Is there like any significance to that? Or?
Yeah, the back, when we sleep on our back, that is about being present, right? When we sleep on the left side, that's the past. We're clearing stuff in the past. When we sleep on the right, we're in the future. And when we sleep on our back, we're completely present. So this is
Okay.
asking you to be more present in your life. So I would work on the issues from your childhood with your parents not wanting to support your endeavors because money was a problem, and do the self work there that says, you know, money's not a problem. That was a story from my parents because you actually have that imprint in your field. So you took on that imprint, which is
Yeah.
where money issues come from.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. So Joe.
Can I just add, like, when you were helping me work through my issues with money and finance, one of the biggest things that helped me is I pick up every penny I see on the floor. And every time I see one, I'm always like, ah, money always finds its way to me.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
If it's
exercise. You could do that.
dime,
Yeah.
wherever, whatever it is, I'm like, ah, here's money finding its way to me. And since then, I don't know, it's just put me on a much better path, I
Yeah.
think, financially.
Yep, that's a game you could play. Sure. So if you find money on the floor, just pick it up and be like, oh, the universe is throwing money my way. Never have
As
to worry.
always.
Yep. Money always flows to me in abundance. You know, that's a game you can play, right? Everybody could play that game. And then you'll always have the abundance of the money. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, that's a it's a fun exercise, and you never know what will pop up. The more you do it, the more shows up. It's very interesting. All right. So these energies are so high and so big. Don't be surprised if something that seems so insignificant gives you an opportunity for some kind of an emotional outburst. Okay. Because these frequencies are so high, somebody could just be like, oh, I love how your hair looks. And you'd be like, oh, yeah. They did the hair salon. Right. But like that's over in its past, but you haven't let it go from your field. So you need to get that out and clear it, right? So just be conscious, because this is what the energies are going to be doing. They're going to be looking for opportunities, or our soul will be looking for opportunities where it could release, right? And possibly in ways that are going to shock you, that are going to make you be like, oh my God, I can't believe I just did that, or I can't believe that came up, right? It just almost seems too much. Like, really? I didn't even know I was feeling that way, you know? So you may feel like breaking free from the social platforms around you, okay? Or different conventional states that you are connecting to, right? So sometimes, you know, if you have a work environment where everybody gathers in the break room or gathers around the cooler, and you've just always made it a habit to do that, you may find that you're just like, I just ha don't have the time. I don't want to be caught up in that. I have no desire for it. And take yourself out of that engagement and just not want to participate. Or you could be feeling like I've been feeling for the last couple of years where I'm only on social media when I feel like I have something that is important that I need to share or say, because I don't really have a desire to be on social media anymore. Okay. And it's getting more and more challenging as time goes on for me to show up there. So be aware, be conscious of that. All right. So it's going to be important. This time that we're in can also reveal something very powerful about who you are and what you want if you start to get clear and do the work and not try to avoid the things that make you happy, right? I started looking the other day because it had come a couple of times over the course of the last year. And I thought to myself, I'd really like to start taking riding lessons again and get back into horses and riding and everything else, right? And then I would say it then, you know, 2 months later and go like, I really would like to do that, right? And then the other day, finally, after a year of that, I finally made a phone call to a barn, right? And this woman was like my best friend. She was like, oh my God, yeah, I could definitely help you with that. I could blah, 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 you know, talking. And she was like, you know, have you ridden? I was like, yeah, I rode Finol. And she was like, wait, did you ride under Ann Gribbins? And I was like, yeah, I did. All of a sudden my storyline fell apart and she was like, well, I don't think I'm going to be able to help you, you know, what you're looking for. And it was because the intimidation factor, because the woman that I rode with when I was 15, 16, show jumping and all of that, is now like the biggest show judge in all of history, right? Who cares? That was when I was like, that was 50 years ago. Who cares, right? So, you know, it's funny. So it's just telling me it's not yet. It's not time yet. You'll find it. It'll come. You won't have to look for it. It's going to find you, right? So, but it's making me think about what it is that I would like, what it is that would make me happy. And so it's kind of putting those building blocks out there, getting that ball rolling, like starting to form, you know, what is to come. Right. So that's how we start to do this, because it's revealing, yeah, I still have that desire to ride and be around horses. And so I really need to do something with that. Okay. Or like in the case of, you know, painting, sometimes occasionally I'll get to go out on location. Loretta and I will grab our paints and try and go paint something. I haven't been able to do that in a couple of weeks because of work. And so it's, but that feeling of doing that is getting stronger and stronger and stronger, as I know that that is eventually going to line up and I will be able to have access to that, right? So watch what is coming up for you, okay? And if you're not journaling or you don't have a journal, just get something and just write. Just write. It doesn't matter what you write. Just write, right? So that you're keeping track of what is taking place for you so you can stay present for yourself, okay? We are going through a very, very strong death cycle. And you may find that you're at a time in your life where you're starting to feel very different about the things in your life, okay? Let that happen. Be okay with it without judging it, because what it is actually a template wipe where there is a new version of you that wants to emerge. It's like your computer going through an upgrade, right? And now you're going through the upgrade and your system looks a little different and you have to get used to the system again. It's the same thing with us, okay? You're going to start to notice these changes that are happening, maybe things that are calling your attention. Don't judge, just allow for whatever is transpiring so that you are in flow with whatever is presenting for you. Okay. No, it can even be something, that you're wanting to move on from, right? Something that's not maybe fitting in anymore or not feeling good anymore. Maybe something that will make it feel like you're being renewed, or maybe something that's been exhausting. You used to love it, but now you don't really love it anymore and you want to change the way that you're interacting and it's just not serving your highest best good, right? If you have to force yourself to do something, you know it's time to let it go. That is one of the ways that you can tune in and see, is this time, okay? And watch for new things to present, because the minute you let go of something, you know something new is coming in. It always happens that way, okay? As we hit August 16th, we're actually going to have a new moon. So where the full moon is going to throw a spotlight on the shadows, full moons do that. They throw the spotlight on the shadows. They look at what is not really working. full moons like to create endings, culminations, right? New moons like to create new opportunities or bring new opportunities in. So on August 16th, that's our new moon. It'll be in the sign of Leo. Leo likes the spotlight, right? If you know any Leos, Leos like the spotlight. Leo's very, very strong in that way, okay? Leos are showmen type of people. They like the show, okay? So that is something of a Leo's nature. It just is what it is. No judgment, but that is a part of their personality, okay? And so with this Leo moon, it's going to bring clarity. So if you feel like the waters are a bit muddy between now and August 16th, when you hit the 16th, you're going to start to notice a lot more clarity, okay? And you can ask yourself along the way as we're coming into the 16th, who am I and what do I really want, right? We're so used to playing in this costume, this being that we've created, this story that we've written for ourselves, that we don't even realize we're doing it unconsciously. We're running this character of ours, this personality that we are unconsciously. And we don't even realize that we're doing that. So become more conscious. Who am I? What do I want? What would make me happy? What would put joy in my life? What are the things that I desire most? What am I ready to break free from? What am I ready to break away from? Right? What old stories? What narratives are playing out right now that I just don't need to participate in? You know, if you're listening to anything in that outer world illusion, anything out there, stop. Serves no purpose, has zero purpose, right? Because it is like the worst scene of a movie just before the movie ends, and it like comes to the conclusion before it has the resolve, right? And it's the worst possible outcome, and then everybody's got to figure it out, they resolve it, and then the movie can end, right? So all of the nonsense that's taking place out there, let it go. Let it be what it is. Don't feed it. Don't play into it. Don't fear it. Don't hold it in your field. Because if you're playing with it, if we're playing in it, we're going to create it for ourselves, right? And let me share this with you, because I think this is a very powerful way to look at this. So where you are is like you're in your own glass booth, right? If you saw Beauty and the Beast, where they put a dome over the rose, right? And the rose is isolated in that dome. Think of yourselves under a dome, right? So you're in that dome. You can see the reality that's out there. You can see it clear as day. You can watch what people are doing, how people are interacting. You can watch all of the crazy going on, but you're not party to that reality because you're in your own isolated, confined space. And that space equates to a timeline, a new earth realm, okay? And until we are high enough along, we're still gonna see the things that are taking place until our frequency is so high, we're no longer connecting to, we're no longer having an opportunity to glean into what is. And so the view from within our dome on the outside looks completely different because it can't be sustained because our frequency is too high. So in the meantime, you're looking at everything through a glass partition. You're in your timeline looking at the timelines playing out there because it's becoming very, very, very clear, more clear than it's ever been, the separation of timelines, the illusion that's playing out with all of that. Does that make sense? I want that to make sense because this is very important. It's a very important part of this work, this next level work that we're moving through. Okay. And when you start to realize that the illusion, the story, the all of that out there does not impact you in any way, shape, or form, you're creating the story within yourself, within your little enclosed area where you are operating. And you don't have to play that out, right? I don't care if you go to work, if you work someplace, if you're working someplace and you're having a bad experience there, in your field somewhere, you're holding an expectation that you must have a bad experience there. You're holding in your field exactly what you're expecting to play out. And then it does play out because you have to remember, the green screen that's out in front of you takes your thoughts, your words, and your actions, and it creates the setting. Okay? Your thoughts, your words, and your actions create everything. Nothing is created without you. Okay? Very, very important to have that awareness, which is why it's very important to focus on the things that you really, really want and truly desire and let go of what you don't like, let go of what doesn't seem to be working, right? If you work with someone who is, disrespectful, they're foul mouthed, they, leave the place a mess or whatever. Your job is to understand that that's the role that they are playing for you. So you can let go of your judgment to them needing to be a different way. Stop needing to them to show up differently. When you accept and embrace and love them exactly as they are, they're gonna stop showing up the way that they're showing up. But if you keep needing them to be different, you're in resistance to what is. And that resistance is going to create negativity. It's going to create chaos. It's going to create distortion. It's going to create pain and suffering. Okay? Make sure you're taking the quiet time, sitting, really being part of the process and looking at the things that you're creating through your thoughts, your words, and your actions. If you're coming home from work or anywhere, it doesn't have to be work, you could have been out with your friends, and you can't let go of what happened out there, then you're perpetuating that story. That energy cannot leave your field. And you're creating that energy consistently over and over and over again. It never ends. We have to take control. We have to take charge. As we get to the end of the month, the month of August, at the end of the month, It's going to be very, very important to pay attention to the inner voice. Listen to the inner voice, not the outer chaos, as the distortion continues to break down. As the stories, the narratives, the paradigms that can no longer exist because they are not divine in nature, they're not aligned with the higher timelines, they don't hold love, they hold distortion, they're going to be breaking down. Don't watch it burn. Okay. If you're at a job situation and you happen to be part of that, I want you to consistently check in with yourself and say, do I need to be part of this? Do I need to be present for this in any way that makes me need to be part of this? Or do I have the ability to stand aside and let the chaos happen and let what is happening take place because it doesn't need my assistance? It doesn't need my attention. It doesn't need my effort. That's going to be a hard one, right? But that is what we're being asked to do. That's what we're being called. Okay, Maria, thank you for joining us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So what feels like the very superficial that the theater has been built on, right, is no longer going to be able to make us happy. It's no longer going to be able to pacify us on that level. Okay. We will have to look for a deeper meaning. We will have to take it to the next step. And we will have to find our joy, our happy, our desire, because the mundane is just not going to do it anymore. You know, no matter what it is. I mean, the 3D materialism, the materialistic world, the, you know, different things, whatever, you know, buying clothes, buying, you know, toys to play with. And I'm talking about, you know, big people toys, like same as little people toys, all kinds, you know, whatever it is, it's just not going to cut it anymore. It's not going to soothe. It's not going to heal. It's just going to be more stuff. And you're going to feel that way about it because it's not going to nourish in the way that we are needing to be nourished at this stage. It's just not. It can't. Because now the soul is looking for more. Right? The soul is looking for the next level. It's looking for us to step up for us. Does that make sense? Because this is really where your power is. This is it, right? Everything that we have been working on the last 3 years, we are putting it into effect right now. This is how we're doing it. We have to be in control of what is playing out for us, right? And if we don't like something, we have to say, no, that doesn't work for me anymore. That's not good for me. I'm not interested. I don't want to do that. I don't want to hear that. Don't bring that my way. Because what that person is doing is that person is offering you an opportunity to stand in your power. That's the role they're playing. They're not doing it in a mean or malicious way. They're doing it so that you can work through your inability to stand up for yourself. They're doing it to help you. Yes, Cindy says she read that no is a complete sentence. That is exactly right. When you say no, that's it. And it is an abrupt ending, isn't it? No means no. Nope. Sorry. Not going to do it. Right? This is where we have to make the decision to put ourselves first. Coming into 2024, everything is going to start to look different. Everything is going to change. And it's going to require us to change. Energies are moving super, super fast. The more you stay present, the more you do your work, the less pain you have in your body. Because the pain equals the amount of resistance that you are feeling to what is. When you have pain in your body, that pain in your body equals the amount of resistance that you are in to the change that needs to take place. And, you know, if somebody hurts your feelings by saying something mean to you, and you just take it on the chin and don't stand up for yourself and say, well, you know, that really wasn't very nice. I don't appreciate it. And, you know, until you decide you're going to change, this does not work for me. So I'll see you later. Bye. Right. And step out. But people are so afraid to do that because they think that, oh, I'm being mean. They can't do any better, whatever. Yeah, they can't, and they can. They will, because they're stepping up. They're showing you where you are in lack. So the minute that you say, I'm not playing your game, I'm playing my game, I'm taking my power back, I'm not allowing for this situation to unfold in this way, they don't have to play that role for you anymore. It's the illusion. It's part of the illusion. When you start standing in your power and you say no, it's a whole new ball game. Okay? So this is where we're headed. It's gonna feel very intense because it's anything that's not tied down is coming up. It's coming up for review. Okay? And so it's gonna ask you to look at where you are not in vibrational alignment and what you are doing and how you are playing small. Okay. So the faster you get a handle on your power and your control, the better you're going to be at navigating what's coming up. Okay. Anybody have any questions? No? Okay. We are only at the 8:30 mark, but I think if you guys don't have any questions, we're going to end it here. I think I gave you a lot to think about. These energies are super, super high. Don't get caught in them. You don't have to. We're more powerful than that. We don't need to cater to anybody's bad behavior. Okay, we can be understanding to a fault and say, well, you know, they just don't know any better. Like, let's say it's a child, right? Or a sibling. Well, they just don't know any better. They, you know, whatever. I can see it that way, whatever. But if you're not really present in the work and you're not really coming from a place of complete love, you're not going to be able to shift the situation. You're not going to be able to shift them. You might have to distance yourself from them until you can really see them through the eyes of love so that they can stop playing that role for you. Do you understand? That's what's important here. And if you can't, until you can, you separate yourself from them. Okay? It's about you self-empowering, self-love, self-appreciation. Okay? We don't sacrifice ourselves. That would be like throwing yourself into the fire. You don't want to do that. Okay? Yeah, don't do that. All right. So nobody else, nobody, any questions, Joe? No? Okay. You were just waving? Okay. All right. So if nobody has any questions, I think we're going to end it here. Please listen to this one a couple of times. This is how the energies are moving. This is an important one because it's giving us the layout for the next coming weeks. We're only going to see this amplify through the new year because these are the new energies now. And we're activating freedom codes consistently. You know, one day you may feel like, oh my God, I feel so free. I feel happy. I feel like freedom. And the next day you may be like, I feel so sad. This is terrible. Whatever. And then, you know, a couple of days later, you're back in freedom. Hey, I feel happy. I'm free. I love life. You know, this and that. That's just how it's going to be. Okay. It's just how it's going to be as those lower level distortions, the codes are being pulled out of our field. All right. Again, stay in the work. You got to stay in the work. Even if you think it's not going to hit you, it's not going to impact you, you live a relatively quiet type of life or whatever, I'm telling you, you are going to get challenged. Okay? So be present, be aware, be conscious. When you go unconscious, pull yourself back. When you fall unconscious and you're starting to play the victim, pull yourself back. Don't let yourself stay there. Okay. All right, guys. I think we're going to end here. If you want, you can unmute. Everybody can say good night so we get the energies.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Love you guys.
Stay in the work.
Thanks, Maria.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.